Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Nagaland's Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs, KG Kenya, said the state government is not attempting to formulate any new document concerning the Naga political issue. Addressing a press conference in Kohima yesterday, Mr. Kenya debunked the accusations of various critics suggesting that Nagaland government wants to restart the dialogue from scratch as misguided. He asserted that the government's policy was clearly spelled out in the Independence Day speech on August 15. We intend to facilitate further talks based on the framework agreement of 2015 and the agreed position of 2017, he explained. The minister also urged leaders from all walks of life to join hands in contributing their best ideas toward a solution, emphasizing that the government alone cannot shoulder the Herculean task of achieving a settlement. He also reiterated the state government's request for a new interlocutor to facilitate the Naga peace talks. While praising the efforts of the current government representative, A.K. Mishra, Mr. Kenya expressed concerns over Mr. Mishra's political inexperience and revealed that, despite Mishra's dedication, his attempts to bridge differences between Delhi and Nagaland were limited. On the resumption of talks between NSC and IM and the Government of India, Mr. Kenya expressed hope that meaningful progress would follow. Mr. Kenya also called on the centre to be transparent about the extent to which it is willing to resolve the issue and urged them not to leave the matter hanging in suspense any longer. Renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata passed away last night in Mumbai at the age of 86. He had been undergoing treatment in a private hospital and was in critical condition. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the demise of Ratan Tata. In a tragic accident, a private bus carrying students of St. Joseph's College Autonomous, Jakhama, met with an incident yesterday. More than 25 students were injured, while two were in serious condition and admitted to ICU. According to DIPR report, the initial reports indicated that the incident occurred during an overtaking maneuver at around 2 p.m. between Vivori Launch and Dimurikov near Kigwema village, Kohima. The injured were rushed to the Army Camp Hospital in Jakhama for emergency medical care. Emergency responders, including members of Southern Angami Youth Organization and youth volunteers from surrounding villages, were mobilized to assist in the rescue efforts. The district administration, along with personnel from the Kuzama Police and Traffic Police from South Police Kohima, visited the accident site to assess the situation. In a first of its kind, school heads of all government schools with foundational stages under Samagra Shiksha Nagaland held a parent-teacher meeting across the district yesterday. The meeting was conducted as a part of the project for school heads under Cycle 3 of the Nagaland Literacy and Numeracy Fest 2.0. In Government Middle School GMS NAP Sector Shamatur, the meeting was organized under the theme Learning Space at Home. During the meeting, parents were informed about the importance of parental involvement in their child's education. Parents, along with their children, were asked to draw on the topic My Dream House to encourage creativity and team building. At GMS Krizepe Tsumukedima, parents were sensitized on how to create a good atmosphere at home for students to study in peace without distractions. The primary goal of the initiative was to sensitize the parents on how parental involvement in the child's education leads to better learning outcomes. And the 8-day media tour organized by Press Information Bureau Kohima under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting for Media Persons from Nagaland concluded on Tuesday. Altogether, 13 media persons from print, electronic and digital media platform including the DIPR took part in the tour. During the tour, the media team visited different heritage places and institutions like the Bombay High Court, the Bombay Municipal Corporation. The team also visited the Indian Coast Guard Regional Headquarters at Worli, Jawaharlal Nehru Port, the largest container port in India, and the Raj Bhavan at Malabar Hill, Mumbai. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.